Welcome to Simple Living Works. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm pleased to be your host for the short series, Whose Birthday?, featuring audio selections from Simple Living Works' signature publication, the Advent Christmas Annual for Families and Congregations, called Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, comprehensive lifestyle. We have produced a real treasure trove of audio, video, and text resources for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We do not solicit or accept cash donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. We do promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes to the guidelines for year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. That's at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Basically, alternative giving means giving away at least 25% of what we spent last year on all celebrations, Christmas, birthday, etc., to national, local, and international causes. Our mission is equipping people of faith to, 1, challenge consumerism, 2, live justly, and 3, celebrate responsibly. All three parts of our mission are especially wrapped up in our resources for Advent and Christmas. When consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves, and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and to celebrate in simple ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. Our site contains familiar titles such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop, Carols with Justice, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas?, and many more. Check out our extensive resource list. The link is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. This short series is completely different from last year's really big Whose Birthday series, which, by the way, is still available on our site if you missed it or would like to hear it again. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. Learn more about us in episodes 1 and 2. In this episode, I present the audio adaptation of our well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you listen to the entire series, though each episode is self-contained. The series contains reflections and activities designed especially for the weeks of Advent and Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany. We'll have numerous guest voices and writers, including Daniel Berrigan, William Sloan Coffin, Susan Briel, Art Simon, Susan Vogt, and many others. Links to some of the writers' websites and sources of their books are given in the show notes. Likewise, links to the numerous references in this episode are in the show notes. The calendar, by the way, in this podcast corresponds with 2014. I'll let you in on a little secret. All 4 episodes of this series are already produced and available at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, in the preview and backup index. If you don't want to wait for each of these to be released on iTunes or Stitcher, visit the site and listen to all or some of the series. The topics for each episode are there too, so you'll know what each episode contains. The series comes from edition number 18 of Whose Birthday, which is based on liturgical cycle B, that is, the Gospel of Mark, the same as this Advent and Christmas season. Igniting Simplicity Within Our Hearts, a daily calendar or journal for Advent and Christmas, Liturgical Cycle B. Each day offers ideas and suggestions for making this a season of meaning. Instead of letting the season happen to you, use this calendar as a journal to be intentional, inspired, and most of all, joyful. As your personal journal, this calendar can help guide you and your family through the Advent Christmas seasons. Share it with others in your Christmas cards and letters. Offer it to your church and make it a community journey. December 21st, Sunday, Advent 4. Read and meditate on 2 Samuel 7, verses 1 through 11 and 16, Romans 16, 25 through 27, and or Luke 1, 26 through 38. Share the reflection for this day, and whose birthday is it anyway? December 22nd. Before buying, ask, could I make something that would be a more meaningful gift to this person? Could I give something of value that I own to this person that would be meaningful and also would reduce my possessions? That would be a gift to both of us. Then on December 23rd, or ask, could I give a donation to the needy in this person's name? Voluntary simplicity is more than frugality. It is not living on the cheap. Doing what's right for God's creation may cost us more money. December 24th, Christmas Eve. Read and meditate on Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7, Titus 2, verses 11 through 14, and or Luke 2, verses 1 through 14, and 15 through 20. Share the reflection for this day, in whose birthday is it anyway? December 25th, Christmas Day. Read and meditate at dawn on Isaiah 62, verses 6 through 12, Titus 3, verses 4 through 7, and or Luke 2, possibly 1 through 7, but surely 8 through 20. Later, read and meditate on Isaiah 52, verses 7 through 10, Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 4, and possibly 5 through 7, and or John 1, 1 through 14. Instead of watching TV on Christmas Day, watch home movies and videos and look through family photo albums. Tell and read stories aloud to each other and play Alternatives, the Christmas game. December 26th, St. Stephen's Day, or also Boxing Day. Read Acts 6, verses 8 through chapter 8, verse 2. Consider following the custom of giving boxes filled with gifts to the poor. December 27th. If you travel around Christmas time, start planning now a trip for next year in a different cultural milieu. Rather than a ski resort or a theme park, rendezvous in a needy area to perform a service project.
The reflection for the fourth week of Advent is Advent by Daniel Berrigan.
It is not true that creation and the human family are doomed to destruction and loss.
This is true. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
It is not true that we must accept inhumanity and discrimination, hunger and poverty, death and destruction.
This is true. I have come that they may have life, and that abundantly.
It is not true that violence and hatred should have the last word, and that war and destruction rule forever.
This is true. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting, the Prince of Peace.
It is not true that we are simply victims of the powers of evil who seek to rule the world.
This is true. To me is given authority in heaven and on earth, and lo, I am with you, even unto the end of the world.
It is not true that we have to wait for those who are specially gifted, who are the prophets of the church, before we can be peacemakers.
This is true. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young shall see visions, and your old shall have dreams.
It is not true that our hopes for liberation of humankind, of justice, of human dignity, of peace, are not meant for this earth and for this history.
This is true. The hour comes, and it is now, that true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
So let us enter Advent in hope, even hope against hope.
Let us affirm with humility, with joy, with faith, with courage, Jesus Christ, the life of the world.
Discussion questions. What are we hoping for this Christmas?
How would we celebrate Christmas differently if we really believe that Jesus is the Prince of Peace?
How do we share the love God has given us with others in our community?
What actions can we take this Christmas that will give hope to someone else?
Daniel Berrigan is a renowned poet, priest, and peace activist. His commitment to peace and justice, shared with his late brother Philip, have brought international attention and controversy, including being twice nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. He has authored numerous books and continues to work for God's kingdom of justice in our society.
Advent was shared from Testimony, The Word Made Flesh by Daniel Berrigan, S.J. Copyright 2004. Used by permission of Orbis Books. Visit www.marynoel.org. That's www.marykinoll.org. And www.plowsharesactions.org. That's www.plowsharesactions.org.
We all understood that we were celebrating their love for us, even as we celebrated the gift of love that Christmas is all about. Christmas Memories by Amy Beveridge of Bloomfield, Connecticut.
My mother-in-law died last summer at the age of 94. She was a woman who grew up quite poor on a farm in Iowa and got married during the Great Depression. At some time, she decided to save anything and everything that came her way. So when she died, there was quite a lot to empty out of her house. Much got passed on to family members and friends, but lots more ended up in our basement. My husband and I are slowly working our way through all the bits and pieces. A few weeks before Christmas, I was going through a box of Mom's things that had been in her desk. She loved little things, so I found tiny toys that she had saved from when her children were young. Magnets, a jigsaw puzzle that fit in a matchbox, little books, a tiny toy truck in its original box, and much more. Another part of this story is a tradition that comes from my family of origin. We always received one of our gifts at the table after Christmas Eve dinner, and I introduced that tradition to my husband when we were married. My husband suggested that, this year, we wrap some of Mom's little items for table gifts and play a game with them. So I selected 11 items, since 11 people would be at dinner, and wrapped them up. After dinner, we each drew a number from 1 to 11. Number 1 got to select a gift. After she opened it, and we all saw what it was, number 2 selected a gift. If number 2 preferred the gift that number 1 had chosen, he could take number 1's gift in exchange for his own, and so on down the line. It was fun to see which item would be the most desirable, and therefore traded the most. It turned out to be a little book published in 1909, the year before Mom was born. It was a wonderful time for our family. We remembered much about Mom and Dad, who died before her, as we opened each little gift. The children in our family are now young men and women, ages 18 to 34. But they entered into the spirit of the game, delighting in each new item and remembering stories about their grandparents. We distributed a few more items from Mom's huge collection, and we didn't spend any money. Even the gift wrapping paper came from her stash. Then we went on to talk about memories of my parents and our brother-in-law's parents. All those persons who have gone before us were present with us again at the Christmas table. We all understood that we were celebrating their love for us, even as we celebrated the gift of love that Christmas is all about. We also realized that the most meaningful memories are not mass-produced.
Christmas Memories was shared by Amy Beveridge of Bloomfield, Connecticut.
The reflection for Christmas Eve is by renowned preacher and peace activist William Sloane Coffin.
Christians are properly troubled by a commercialized Christmas. My own greater concern is with a sentimentalized one. A commercial Christmas at least never pretends to be anything else. Sentimentality, however, does not arise from the truth. Rather, it's what's poured on top, blurring and distorting the truth. Let me illustrate by drawing a comparison. The smallest street in Paris runs off the Seine River on the left bank near Notre Dame. It has a colorful name, the Street of the Cat Who Fishes. It's only a few yards long and very narrow. Every summer, thousands of tourists walk by, read the sign, and exclaim, "How picturesque!" Were they, however, to go down the dank and sunless street, they would quickly conclude that the street of the cat who fishes is more suitable for cats than for human beings. Now let's consider the Christmas creche. The baby lies in the manger because no one in the inn would make room for a pregnant woman. The ox and the ass are not picturesque guests who just had to come and see. This is their home. The Christmas truth is that he who was to be the bread of life for human beings is laid in the feed box of animals. At the beginning, as in the end of Christ's life, we come off badly. The inhumanity, as we used to say, of man to man, is exceeded only by man's inhumanity to God. But God comes off wonderfully. Both the manger and the cross are symbols of God's infinite love for us. The babe in the manger is God's love, in person, on earth. The Christmas message is that there is more mercy in God than sin in us. Sometimes I think God is not too hard to believe in, just too good to believe in, we being strangers to such goodness.
Discussion questions. How can being too sentimental blur or distort the meaning of Christmas?
Reread the Christmas stories from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Where are there examples of inhumanity?
What are some examples of inhumanity happening in the world this Christmas?
What are some examples of God's goodness and mercy happening in the world this Christmas?
This reflection for Christmas Eve was written for Alternatives March 10, 2005. William Sloan Coffin served as chaplain at Yale University and Williams College, was senior minister of Riverside Church, and is president emeritus of SANE FREEZE, Campaign for Global Security. He became famous while at Yale in the 1960s for his opposition to the Vietnam War. He was jailed as a civil rights freedom writer, indicted by the government in the Benjamin Spock conspiracy trial, and has been immortalized as Reverend Sloan in the Doonesbury comic strip. He continues activism today on behalf of nuclear disarmament. Both Union Theological Seminary in New York and Yale University have established scholarships in his honor. His book, Credo, is available. Send a message. Write messages like these or apply labels to the fronts and or backs of letters, packages, etc. Add your own ideas.
Yes to Jesus and joy. No to stress and stuff.
Enjoy living simply now to save our children's future.
Less is more at Christmas.
At Christmas, let's put our faith to work instead of our credit cards.
Let the earth catch up. Let's live within her means.
Whose birthday is it anyway?
Consume less. Enjoy having just enough.
Let's give to those in need rather than corporations.
Buy me nothing. I'll still love you.
Have a joy-filled, simple Christmas.
We wish you a low-stress, no-debt Christmas.
What kids really want that money can't buy? You!
Whom do we worship? Our checkbooks will tell us.
At Christmas, do we follow faith or culture? Let's help the needy, not overconsume.
What does Jesus want for Christmas?
This Christmas, let's share our abundance more generously.
Bearing gifts does not make us wise.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, restore.
Beware of advertising that sells wants as needs.
Let's give our children values, not debt.
Celebrate a simpler Christmas. Time, fun, giving.
Let's be number one in conservation of natural resources, not pollution.
Let's be number one in generosity, not overconsumption.
You've been listening to one part of the audio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? The text for all these items are available through the links in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to contribute to this year's online edition of Whose Birthday? It will be updated as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Or personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Or family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry, we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the link in the show notes, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. We get positive responses to this podcast and our blogs. I'll present them in a future episode. In the meanwhile, read them on the Simple Living Works website. The address is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to feedback@simplelivingworks.org or simplelivingworks@yahoo.com or on our Facebook page or on our Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we blog several times a week on a variety of simple living subjects. Click on blog at the top of the show notes for each episode. We hope you'll read and subscribe. The Simple Living Works blog is the companion to this twice-a-month podcast. The content is different, but the subject is the same. Much of the Whose Birthday series is also available in Spanish. Please share it with your Spanish-speaking friends. See the link in the show notes. As one of the early and long-standing supporters of Alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as the ELCA, makes copies of each resource produced by Alternatives available by request at a nominal cost. After this short series, we'll return to our interview format. Time to wrap up this episode of Simple Living Works podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. We want to get to know you as a subscriber to this podcast and to the blogs we post new each week. Subscriptions are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. You can also subscribe to my other podcast, The Common Good Podcast, at iTunes. Remember to like us on Facebook. Urge your friends to do the same. Provide your email address to receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Thanks to John Pitney and Earth Mama for our show theme music. Find details in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Click on About. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage at simplelivingworks.org. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. Learn to live simply so others can.